My name is John Jones. This is Parkville Vape House, and we're located at 7231 Harford Road. Blue raspberry, grape peach, orange mango, pixie drip, cinnamon swirl, sour apple, chubby bubble, purple drink, Lucky Charms with marshmallows, right out of the box. I don't even understand how they did that. I'm not at liberty to tell you 100% that vaping is safer than smoking, but what I can tell you is, it kinda is.
How can I help you today, man?
I'm trying to upgrade my vape.
What is your spending limit today? Yes, nicotine is deemed to be addictive, but so is caffeine.
I got a nice one here.
The nicotine in the cigarette is not what's actually killing people. It's not what's giving people cancer. It's the formaldehyde and the fiberglass and the urea. And if you don't know what urea is, it's pretty much cat urine. The ingredients in e-juice is kosher, food grade vegetable glycerin, food grade propylene glycol, artificial flavorings the same as your sodas or your juices or your candies, and nicotine. That's it. I was working for a heating and cooling company, and I actually was sent to come here to Parkville Vape House to work on their AC unit. While I was out there sweating and smoking cigarettes, the owner of Parkville Vape House came out and started talking to me and joking around with me about quitting smoking. I just laughed it off, and maybe a few more months passed and my dad got sick. Upon being looked at and examined by doctors, they discovered a cancerous tumor in his esophagus. It still hadn't clicked with me, though. It still hadn't clicked that, yeah, maybe I need to quit smoking cigarettes. Fast forward maybe 2 months. The tumor had now moved from his esophagus to his spine. So again, with the chemo and the radiation, and it moved again. And this time it went to his brain. And at that point, the doctors pretty much wrote him off as a lost cause. They sent him home on hospice, and when he passed, that's when it really clicked for me. Why am I doing this to myself? Why would I put my children through the same thing that I had to just sit here and watch? That very next day after my father passed, I made my way to Parkville Vape House, and that was the day I quit smoking cigarettes and started vaping. So here we are now. I am now running the very same vape shop that I came to when I was working for a heating and cooling company to work on their AC unit. I am now running that same vape shop. We as humans, we always wait to make a big change in our lives. We always wait until something very, very drastic and very dramatic happens to us to make that change that we need to make. And losing my dad directly from smoking cigarettes, that was the drastic and dramatic event in my life that I needed.